This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Reverend Bookburn here. We're going to go on in a couple of minutes. The Reverend is in. We'll begin broadcasting live in about 2 minutes.
Word war.
We'll set off the keg.
My words are war.
Should a word have two meanings?
I think four.
Should words serve the truth?
See, the phallic microphone is working. And over here, the weapon of ass destruction is working. One more. Testing the John Holmes porn star microphone. And that is working. Testes, 1, 2. I'm ready when you guys are. These guys are actually awake and functioning and in reasonable condition this evening. I am ready, sir. And you too, sir. Yeah. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show, our second show in celebration of May, which is National Masturbation Month. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month, Truly Loving Thyself. And we got a lot of great tunes, a lot to talk about, some news, and a whole lot more. Let's start off with a track from the soundtrack of Terminal City Ricochet, a film featuring Jello Biafra, DOA, Keith LeBlanc, Jerry Hanna, and the Beatniks. And this is a track by the Beatniks entitled Television.
And when you answering this is right. books then? Why most people think Central America means Kansas? Communism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy.
Socks up tomorrow. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Travel by mine. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptus. Everybody's having such a good time celebrating National Masturbation Month, and it's so great to do that with all of you. And now we're going to play a very special song. This is Halliburton, Ernie, bringing you Jello Biafra with DOA, doing a lovely track entitled That's Progress.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Mall.
What's that spell?
Shopping mall.
We'll be right back.
You heard Jello Biafra with DOA doing That's Progress from their collaborated album from around 1990, I believe. Yngwie Malmsteen did a live version of the old Jimi Hendrix classic Spanish Castle Magic. You heard Deborah and Keith from the band Davey doing the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo. From Monty Python, you heard Sit on My Face, Penis Song, not the Noel Coward song, and Galaxy Song. Oh, how to pronounce this? This was from something we just received from Europe. The Hausfrauen Experiment, doing a Brian Eno cover, Babies on Fire. The Family Cat did Rocks Off from Stoned Again, a tribute to the Stones, and started off with the Beatniks doing Television. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Live most Sunday nights at VoltaRadio.com. And our next show is going to be not next Sunday night, but in 2 weeks. So that's May 30th. And that will continue our series in celebration of May, which is National Masturbation Month. And the theme on May 30th, since it's so close to Memorial Day, or as we have celebrated many times, although we haven't in the last couple of years, but in the past we've celebrated Memorial Day. So I thought, in keeping with that tradition, we'll still celebrate memories, but it will be a tribute to Boob Quake, since it's more recent, and because very brave, as a crazy fuck Iranian cleric put it, immodestly dressed women did a public exhibition of, well, not really an exhibition of boobs, but more like immodest dress, as defined by the craziest fundamentalist fucks, which also applies to here. Christian fundamentalist fucks are, of course, just as extreme. But anyway, they responded to the crazy cleric who said that immodestly dressed women cause men to feel temptation and earthquakes. So when they did a lot of these boob quake rallies, they wanted to see if they would create an earthquake. And they didn't in terms of the climate reaction or anything like that, but they sure created a media earthquake. And it was good that it got as much publicity as they did, because we should not be a world run by theocrats, religious fucks, and certainly the most extreme of them, and the most dictatorship-oriented ones, have already fucked the world up enough with their jihads, their bigotry against races and sexual orientation, their anti-choice efforts and acts of terrorism, etc. So anyway, we're going to celebrate Boobquake with the third and last Masturbation Month themed show, National Masturbation Month, a tribute to Boobquake. And that's in 2 weeks on May 30th. Tonight is National Masturbation Month, Truly Loving Thyself. We thought that would be a good follow-up to the one that was done earlier this month that focused on priests and similar total fuck-ups who, in their defiance of nature, create the most unthinkable monstrosities and dangerous, sick, and twisted people. And yes, they would call the rest of us that, but consider the fucking source when you are insulted by these motherfuckers. So anyway, all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. This show will probably be archived, uploaded, and available for free at any time for those who missed it, or if you want to hear it again, at Radio For All, radio4all.net. Thanks to our great co-producer, engineer, archivist, friend, longtime book burner, Pastor Rex Cat. And of course, that will be announced on the always updated reverendbookburn.com. Do we have birthdays? Two. Since the last show, a birthday that already passed, Tora the Headcase. And she's a friend, and we didn't name her that. We have similar names for John the Craptist's ex, who's a borderline, but and related people, but we didn't name her that. She named herself that, and it was her birthday. Happy birthday. Already passed, but happy birthday, Tora the Headcase. And coming up, happy birthday to longtime friend and book burner, Leela Walla. Let's see, any other news? Jennifer Hunter, the Reverend's friend with the telephone dominatrix service, has been featured in the New York Post, otherwise a paper of total crap. It's the worst of all of the New York papers, all of whom pretty much suck. But they are the worst one, except this one day when they did a feature, At Work, She's the Boss. And that's linked at reverendbookburn.com one or two postings ago. And as announced on the last show, as we expected, Mr. Z, another close friend and longtime book burner, and for the last couple of years, a prisoner due to the insidious, utterly idiotic and insane war against weed. He has been a weed prisoner. Technically a prisoner of war. And he is out. not completely free yet. And I guess free is in quotes because, you know, how fucking free. But anyway, he's halfway to what's considered free. He's going to be in the halfway house for a while. And with the option to work. Hey, hire me. I was a weed prisoner for the last couple of years. But that is great news. And when he is all the way released from the insidious prison industrial complex, we will definitely be having a major celebration on this show. And you will get to share in the fun. Any other news? No deaths. Unless you're going backwards in time, we passed the anniversaries of the 40th anniversaries of the murders of students at Kent State and Jackson State. And we linked articles in the last couple of postings about both, and they're worth checking out at reverendbookburn.com. And we acknowledge them with even more zeal because when there's articles in the corporate media and the electronic version of the corporate media, the people who are the most visible and the most vocal and the most active in commenting and blogging and whatever are... Right. Thank you, guys. They are awake and functioning more than usual. Yes, the most active are the assholes, the teabaggers, the racists, the religious cultists, the anti-choice boneheads, on and on. So because of all of the stupid comments, we went out of our way to provide decent links because the whole, like, Beck, Palin, Rush Limbdick types of people and followers print their utter stupid nonsense, even about something they are even more clueless about, events from 40 years ago. And to set the record straight, and speaking of those kinds of nutcases, Sarah Palin is reportedly writing another book. And, well, everybody knows she can't fucking write, except elementary school level crib notes on her hand. And so somebody's writing a book that's going to be released in Sarah Palin's name coming out this autumn and is supposed to be about faith, family values, and American ideals, which means, of course, that she is overcompensating for all of the naughty little scandals that she doesn't want you to know about. And we'd like more details about that. We want to know who Trigg's father is, and we want to know exactly how much bondage it took to get John McCain to put her on the campaign ticket in 2008, plus other juicy stories we had no clue about so far. Because you know that when any of these asswipes start saying family values, anti-choice, homophobic, abstinence-only education, eliminate birth control and abortion, criminalize adult sexuality and pornography of adults, you know that that person is fucked up and internally conflicted due to their own scandals and cheating and wild stories. The person who discovers that information and puts that in a book is going to be heavily rewarded on this show. And speaking of the same kinds of dimwits, moving right along from Palin to Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, who left his wife of a gazillion years and seven children after cheating with his 20-year-old paramour. Well, now, paramour, who had his latest baby, good Catholic breeder that he is, turns out he cheated on his cheat. So he is no longer with the original cheat who recently had his latest baby. And I believe it was a porn star, but I don't want to say that without being sure. But yes, he cheated on his cheat. I know it sounds like John Necraptus's ex. And so that became public information since the last show. All right. Enough news. We're going to just talk a little bit about the theme and then get back to the second set of music and then get into it a little more and deeper after the second set of music. Tonight, this edition of National Masturbation Month is Truly Loving Thyself. And where we left off on the first one, Focus on Priests, was that we pointed out how internally conflicted a person is, even if they already have enough insight and awareness to know how full of shit they are. They are still internally conflicted because they have a false pretense of being a non-sexual person. They have the false pretense of being a vanilla sex, monogamous, married, one person and one person only for life kind of person, which they are not. And there's nothing wrong with that. The people who do that and it works and they really do it, and they're really into it, great. If that's your choice, do it. If it's not your choice and you're doing it, then you are being a less extreme example of these kinds of Republican family values candidates and moral crusaders and evangelical preachers. And, well, I won't say priests because they're even more sick. They're criminal monsters who rape children. But for the others who become cheaters, and in the case of many moral crusaders and Christian supremacists, also customers of sex workers, which is fine, except that they are moral crusaders who want to impact everybody else with repressive laws. These are the same assholes who write anti-sex toy laws that want to criminalize adult sexuality and adult erotica. So they're the ultimate ass wipes, the ultimate hypocrites, and it is kind of fucked up to cheat if there is an understanding that it's a monogamous relationship or marriage. And if it's not for you, be upfront and honest. Meet somebody else and hook up with somebody else who's into polyamorous relationships, if I said that right, and into alternative lifestyles and swinging and whatever. But all of that is fine. but be honest. Don't pretend you're this fucking holier than thou kind of person and then trying to effectively criminalize yourself. So anyway, moving away from the sick motherfuckers, then you say, well, what is healthy? What is being good to yourself? Because exposing the hypocrisy is just a part of it. And laughing at the hypocrisy is just a part of it. The other part of it is not only being open, or at the very least comfortable, and open in terms of the people in your life. I mean, you don't have to walk around with a sign, you know, I fuck everybody. But certainly open to the people in your life, however you are living. You need to do the opposite of what the grand assholes do to other people. People are beaten down. People have no significant level of self-esteem. And people have to at least have the pretense of self-denial. Oh no, we don't do it hanging from a trapeze. We just do it normal missionary. And only when we want another kid. So anyway, all of that self-denial is a crock of shit. The lack of self-esteem, rampant in this weird-ass culture, is a crock of shit and unnecessary. So start with the basics. You're not weird or crazy or fucked up or disgusting or anything in the slightest negative or defective because you eat and fuck. There is nothing whatsoever wrong with you because you masturbate. And if you like erotic entertainment or any component of the sex industry or sex entertainment, you're not a defect. You're not contributing in even the slightest manner to a more negative world. So we're going to start off by saying your self-esteem needs to go on an upswing from all the crazy shit that was conditioned and programmed into the brain. So part of deprogramming is rewiring yourself. And you don't just have to do that through weed or whatever, like these high-functioning people sitting across the room. But in any manner, but a part of that is cognitive perception, which means how you see it and how you see yourself. So that means acknowledging, yes, I am a sexual being. That's not all there is to me, but I am a sexual being and I'm okay. I'm not the dregs of the earth. Self-esteem rebuilding, losing other parts of the package of stupidity, losing self-denial. If it's not your taste, if it's not your choice, if it's not your desire, fine. But lose the programmed self-denial. If you don't feel like masturbating, no sweat. If you are in a live-in relationship and just don't bother masturbating, that's fine. If you don't like erotic entertainment, that's fine. But don't do it, but don't avoid it because of external programming, because that is totally idiotic. If you want to masturbate, even if you're getting it twice a day or five times a day, that's fine. It's fun. It's, you know, you don't have to just be without to enjoy masturbation. And it doesn't have to be funny, you know, or something to feel funny about. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking about sexual terms that are used as insult words. And we even had a funny hate mail. We don't usually read hate mail unless it's funny, which it rarely is. Mostly it's just stupid and from a barely literate teabagger type. But it was funny that it was like, oh, and you masturbate and your shriveled up dick, or another, kind of third grade kinds of shit. But it's not okay for you to see yourself in a negative light. It's better to lose the conditioning and lose the stigma that comes with anything pertaining to masturbation or sexuality with other consenting adults. If you buy into that system, you're going to be, to a lesser extreme, as fucked up as the moral crusaders who are politicians or evangelical or fundamentalist clergy. All right, talked out and my voice is shit again. I don't know if it's because it's spring or what's happening, but the voice is shot. But anyway, we're going to play a 420 song. It's in celebration of the ever-changing and growing momentum. growing momentum to ending the insane and insanely stupid war against weed and the changing laws and hopefully the freedom of all weed prisoners, not just our friend Mr. Z. This is a track that's a cover of David Peel's I Like Marijuana by Mojo Nixon and the Toad Lickers.
Everybody sing it. marijuana too.
Smoking fiends.
Okay, we need to pray.
This is sort of my theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
Greetings, dear listeners. Pastor Rexcat here with a little news about the next track, featuring a live version of Teenage Jerkoff by the A's. Either the disc or the player was malfunctioning, I don't know. But however, I do have a studio version I will use to replace it. Enjoy!
Okay, we're going to pray. Lord, we need the CD players to work better than they did during the song Teenage Jerkoff by the A's. We pray to the dual deities of Santa Claus and Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian. Please make CD, especially CD1, less fucked up and fully functional. Thank you.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. My daddy taught me the true value of masturbation long before I first became a big fan of the Reverend Book Burn Show. My daddy and I felt we had no choice, considering our wives and such. However, we like the positive message that we're getting from the show, that you can feel good about your sexuality and not feel at all ashamed about masturbation and all the crazy shit you do in your personal life. And if we go by that, we'll have a lot fewer fucked up people in Congress and in the pulpit. Amen. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
When the truth is found to be
good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles?
I can't hear. the sound being made were loved all across the nation, and that is the reason for this compilation.
Georgia, hello.
Good evening, Larry. I have a question for you. If it looks so real that I can see it, and it sounds so real that I can hear it, and it tastes so real that I can taste it, and it feels so real that I can feel it, then why, Larry, can't I touch it?
I'm not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles? This isn't a riddle. Problem that I had.
Well, what are you talking about?
That's for you to figure out, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's a riddle. I'm not good at riddles. You know, I'm not good at has 13 legs, crawls up, and also acts as a conveyor belt. I'm not good at that.
Well,
so if it's a joke, give me the answer. If it's not a joke, if you know the answer, tell me. If it's a riddle, give me the riddle thing. If you don't know the answer, what is it? Then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
What is it? Then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it? 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 Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
You heard Bad Religion doing Let Them Eat War. Corn Orchard did Why Can't I Touch It? Agent Orange did Secret Agent Man and Somebody to Love. The Sex Pistols did God Save the Queen. And if you heard it, the A's did Teenage Jerk Off. In here, it sounded like the sound was really fucking up. But the same CD player played other tracks, so hopefully it came through. The A's doing their great masturbation song, Teenage Jerk Off, and started off with Mojo Nixon and the Toad Lickers doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month. Truly loving thyself. And it's odd, but it probably is a radical notion that people still feel funny and have a difficult time feeling good about themselves. Not just making themselves feel good, but feeling good about themselves. Like, oh, well, you know, I go out, I fuck, or I'm home and I masturbate. So I do it and I like it, but I feel funny about it. So what we're seeking to do, at least for book burners, I mean, a person has to be, at least to some extent, deprogrammed and not conditioned to already be into the show. And being a book burner, you know, except for the haters, but that's not even worth a consideration. So what we do is, or what we seek to do is push things further in the healthy direction. It's like, well, yes, it is time to deprogram to the fullest extent possible and to feel good about yourself. So it's a part of the whole. There's Beavis and Butthead guys are laughing. I thought they would pick up on that. It is a part of the whole self. So yes, it's not all there is to you, even if it's your work. But a part of you is your sexuality. A part of you is your masturbation. And it's good. It's not what Joe fuckhead hypocrite preacher, congressperson, secret, double, scandalous life, asswipe, says you are. You are what you say you are, which is a whole person who doesn't fuck up the world, who doesn't start wars for oil, who doesn't perpetrate bigotry and teabagger stupidity and myths and lies, but a person who represents the struggle for freedom and justice, or at the very least, somebody who does not contribute to injustice and bigotry and repression and lunacy. And that starts with the self. So, as we established, there is nothing wrong with you because of your lifestyle, so long as it's with other consenting adults who are not in a coma, and of course your own masturbation or pleasure practices. And that brings us to insult words, because insult words reinforce the most stupid things that come out of the culture and out of the power figures of assholes, and that includes body image. So if somebody isn't anorexic, or if somebody isn't GQ material, or just anything close to what is loosely and vaguely defined as the norm, that you are somehow different or less, or that you don't deserve to have a good body image. And then that's compounded by insults during regarding acts. Like, they suck. And we say that. In fact, we the first article that we link in the goodies section at ReverendBookburn.com, updated today, was Ron Paul sucks and Libertarian Party sucks, which it does, or libertarianism sucks. All of which is true, but when you think about it, sucks is hardly an insult, because who doesn't like to do it, and who doesn't like to receive it? Really nobody. You know, the people who would answer affirmative are, of course, the closet sexual entities from the Christian supremacist and whack job Congress people. So insult words are more cultural stupidity, and really all of them. So saying, you know, you're a whore, a slut, a fag, you suck, you're an ass fuck, really any word that's sexualized or judging the appearance of a body is a total nonsense statement. And maybe that's speaking the obvious, but it needs to be said because it reinforces the whacked conditioning of this culture. So we're going to say that it is a part of the deconditioning to lose idiotic forms of insulting words. So if somebody, like here in Philadelphia and Jersey area, the idiots from the teabaggers use homophobic terms like to attack everybody they want to insult on it. So they'll say something like, get the lube, libs, or something equally uber retarded. But it, for you to respond to that internally is something that needs to be lost if you do respond to that. So body image, insult words, the retard that sent the hate mail, like, you're shriveled up dick. And of course that begs the question, how do you know? Did you catch a look? If so, why did you look? Why did you want to see it? So, losing the insult words, at least in terms of having any meaning, like Lenny Bruce used to say, don't let words, whether bigoted words, race hate words, or any kind of word, or even words that make people look like they stepped on a nail, like fuck, don't let them have power. Then it doesn't adversely impact you, because it's just as stupid as calling somebody a massage, you know. You massage. You dildo. You love doll. And save that for, you know, the ubertards. Okay, so the opposite is healthy. Like we said, masturbation, whatever your sex life is, and if you do sex work, if you're into porn watching, if you're into kink, and, oh, here's a good one. You can get this from conservatives or liberals, the left or the right. The most abused word in the English language. Are you ready? Addiction. You're a sex addict. You're a porn addict. You're a love addict. You're an internet addict. You're a gambling addict. You're a golf club addict. Now, you know, if you've heard this show before, that that is so utterly a load of shit and totally laughable. There is no such thing as an addict regarding any of the categories mentioned. And if you're a book burner and you've heard this before, you can say it out loud. The real clinical definition of addict is symptomatic of withdrawal. In other words, something that is experienced by real addicts. And in the Reverend's professional life as a social worker, has seen that up close. Real addicts, people who withdraw from real addictions, which is, of course, cheapened by all of the idiots that throw around propagandistic terms for anything they don't like. Oh, you're a porn addict. So lose that, because that's going to be another thing that that brings down your self-esteem over something that's total bullshit. Be pleased with yourself, your lifestyle, your masturbation, your porn if you're into it. And then you're pleased with self, pleased with your lifestyle, any community in which you identify, and pleased with being different if you're in any way different from Joe and Joanne normal. And not, of course, hate other difference, other kinds of different people. And actually, we should say that more often, because when we get negative people or negative comments from people who are into the show or kind of into the show, who say, you should talk more, or you should talk less, you should play more punk, or you shouldn't play punk at all. You know, it's, you got to appreciate every sphere of different, every sphere of evolution, every sphere of underground entertainment and independent media, because we seek to be as diverse as possible within the underground and even with some components of the mainstream. And to say, oh, well, you know, we don't like the people who are into ass feather tickles. We only like normal people who are only into, you know, power plungers. Then it's like, well, then you have a problem. Because if you're different, the first thing you should learn is not to hate other kinds of different people. Like those guys over there who are now looking like they're in the middle of a Cheech and Chong movie. All right, let's stop talking and play another set of music. We played from this CD before the show started because it really is fucking hot in here. And Jay West and his associate DJ were doing a show. They stopped their show around 15 minutes early, and so I threw on this CD. It was originally a double album by the Minutemen, and if anyone was listening then or wondering what it was, you were hearing tracks from the Minutemen doing songs from Double Nickels on a Dime. Again, originally a double album. However, you didn't hear this one. And by the way, they were a cool band and really cool guys and people with a lot of social awareness. They weren't like these racist fucktards like the ones in Arizona and other places. This is the band from, called the Minutemen from the 80s, from their CD Double Nickels on a Dime. And this track is entitled The Glory of Man.
Of man, I work my way backwards using cynicism. The time monitor, the space measurer.
is, so save some for later.
Oh my God, look!
snack. Others look ready to attack, but I'll never treat them on time. Cause it's too exquisite.
For the tomb,
for the undies,
for young pious man,
underwear for the true fundamentalist, designed by inhibited and paranoid Pentecostals, for Pentecostals. We live in a world where sexual temptation is all around us. Have you ever become sexually stimulated and embarrassed in the grocery store checkout lane? Have you ever discovered that you were Randy because of those tawdry magazines of filthy, half-naked whores? Fruit of the tomb,
for the undies,
for young pious man, will make those uncomfortable moments a thing of the past. That's right. Fruit of the tomb,
for the undies,
for young pious man, will gloriously take the fun right out of your undies. Here's our miracle breakthrough secret. Our righteous undies for fundies are laced with a newly patented and high-powered pet Southern Baptist Costal Erection Slayer called St. Saltpeter. That's right. Root of the tomb,
for the undies,
for young pious man, will give your Pentecostal penis a revelation like it's never had. Horny? Frustrated? Caught up in a life of shameful masturbation? Saint Saltpeter to the rescue. Here he comes. Root of the tomb,
for the undies,
for young pious man, will allow you to finally live that life that everyone at church doubts you're living anyway. It's not easy being young, Pentecostal and Randy, constantly dealing with evil urges to fornicate, masturbate, and sexually recreate. Let St. Saltpeter bless you today. You'll never have an erection again. Fruit of the tomb, fundy undies, for young, pious men.
Fundy undies!
One, two, three, four!
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? See his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't. His little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard. So they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that? Or no? Oh. Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am so disgusted with the shenanigans on this show tonight. I only feel better when I dick over patients who have Medicaid and other people who I deem worthy of hatred and piss-poor services. And now, this obscene masturbation-related show is going to play a song that makes fun of my favorite conservative Congress people, governors, and family values evangelists, a track by the Bloodhound Gang that makes fun of all decent politicians and preachers in a satirical song entitled "A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying."
Than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert that night. I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's hump palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gowns through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. Name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she
shallow grave. This pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she
she can make all my fantasies come
true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer and Mickey Mouse in the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parked in the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer. Hey, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn on when I found out she was doing me to buy baby formula. Gave the tranny a spin and slid on into the stinky pinky gulp and guzzle big rig snooze and stop. There I was browsing through the latest issue of Throb when I saw Bambi staring at me from the back of a milk carton. Well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Christian would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and polish the one-eyed gopher when you're doing 75 in an 18-wheeler. Never thought missing children could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, May 16th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. First, the runner-up. Tonight, the runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Mark Brewer. Mark Brewer is the Michigan Democratic Party Chair. He's a chair. But Brewer is not simply another fucked up politician from one of the two corporate parties. This party chair decided that the process of replacing anti-choice scumbag Bart Stupak would be to eliminate pro-choice person Connie Saltonstall and replace her with a total asswipe named Gary McDowell, who was even endorsed by the Taliban wannabes in the Michigan Right to Life group. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer is the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a very special recipient. So special that even the runner-up can be outshined by such a spectacular worthiness of this award. Tonight,
flag is but a
symbols. Where's the fart sounds?
The ruling came out of immediate attack in Congress.
We need fart sounds for asshole of the week. Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Tonight, our very special recipient, who can even outshine the runner-up, is actually not an individual, but an entity that has long deserved the award, but just never received it because of so many other assholes that seem to be begging for the award show after show. But now their time has come for full acknowledgement. Tonight's asshole of the week is the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party, like some of their heroes and worshipped life forms, like Ron Paul, have the pretense of being people who stand for freedom and justice, but do no such thing. When they say libertarian or liberty, they mean freedom for free market capitalists to fuck up the lives of all Americans, and fuck the environment, and fuck the economy. Liberty in the free market sense, which means totally fuck up the nation even more. And in addition to standing for free market capitalism and declaring that the free market is the solution to healthcare, when they're the ones who fucked it up in the first place, and all environment issues, and even global warming, and so much more, they have gone beyond their normal baseline fucked upness and have begun petitioning for the elimination of welfare and survival programs because it's in the interests of free market capitalism to not have any social responsibility whatsoever, and have begun petitions in that respect to eliminate welfare and survival safety net programs. Libertarian Party, you are assholes of the week. All right, now you can kill the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Husker Du did Sunshine Superman and In a Free Land. The Bloodhound Gang did A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying. Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh from his incredible comedy CD, Rant in E Minor. And there's a film coming out about Bill Hicks this summer, American, The Life of Bill Hicks. No, The Bill Hicks Story. Before Bill Hicks, you heard Rev Bookburn's animation theme. Sister Bertha Bangers did Fundy Undies. And we heard the band Trash doing Lollipop, I'm in Love with My Shoes, Psycho Cindy Brady, and Tits Are Good. And all those tracks were from Beer, Boobs, and Booty by Trash. It's hard to turn that CD off. And 4 out of 5 listeners find it to be very bong-friendly. And it's so fucking hilarious, the whole thing. It's hard to pick just one or two tracks. And started off before Trash with The Minutemen from the Double Nickels on a Dime CD, doing The Glory of Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month, Truly Loving Thyself. And I hope we made it easier to truly love yourself and truly pleasure yourself. We apologize if the A's song, Teenage Jerk Off, did not come through, because that was a part of the plan. And hope that you're just a little more free and a little more deprogrammed from the crazy shit of this culture. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Always check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, the channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, they will not allow Rev to be a first name, so it's The Rev and last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. The show is probably going to be uploaded within the week at Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All .net. Thank you to contributors Pastor Rex Cat, Everlasting God Stopper, Mr. Dream and Family, Nancy from Murgatroyd Productions, Shot Caller, Lord Jesus, and everybody who helped with the almost freedom of marijuana prisoner and friend Mr. Z. The next show is in 2 weeks on May 30th, and it will be the third and final installment in acknowledgement of May, alias National Masturbation Month, when the theme will be National Masturbation Month, a tribute to Boob Quake. We're going to, oh, and a shout out before we go, a shout out to Carol Queen and Dark Lady and everyone else who are doing fundraisers for good causes with their masturbatathons, which is something they do pretty much every year, and again for very good causes. Hello and shout out to all participants in the masturbatathons, including Laura Riskell and everyone whose name we forgot. We're going to play a final tune and then get out of here. This is a track by The Freeze, and it is a self-defense related song after there was all kinds of violence against punks, mostly from retard shows like Chips and Quincy and 60 Minutes. This is The Freeze doing Broken Bones. Good night. Bloody sand, you know that punk is dead. They asked me what I thought of that, fuck off.
Thank you. Wow. Bye. Thank you.